a date which will live in infamy.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Content to be with you.
Revolutions. Revolutions.
With students filing back into classrooms from the lazy summer beaches, we look back and ponder the events we undertook. If we look even further still into the summers and years of the past decades, we can see moments in time where music was changed and influenced our future. Throughout the late 50s, the tide brought in a new kind of summer-inspired music called surf rock. Dick Dale took the genre through its first baby steps as he was quickly gaining fame throughout the late 50s for his energetic performances and signature style of speed staccato guitar picking. Dale was so prone to blowing out his guitar amplifiers that he collaborated with Fender in order to create the first amplifiers that could control distorted guitar tones. In many ways, Dale laid the first bricks for punk, new wave, post-rock, and even heavy metal. He brought a new outlet to music from the then-dominating mainstream pop and blues-inspired rock and roll to create a vibe of just plain having fun. Dale has stuck to this day to that style he loves and has also inspired many guitarists such as Johnny Ramone, Jimi Hendrix, Eddie Van Halen, along with Austin's own pride and joy, Stevie Ray Vaughan, who Dale collaborated with several times. With the pop influence, surf rock was off and made its way into homes across the country, inspiring good times under the sun. One band named the Trashmen even combined both strong leads with fast, loud grooves getting to number 4 on the top 100 Billboard, and the now infamous Surfin' Bird. Surfin' Bird encompassed in 2.5 minutes a driving pulse and devil-may-care attitude towards vocals and lyrics, setting down even more foundation for the soon-to-come punk rock. Unfortunately for surf rock, the political turmoil following the Kennedy assassination and the Vietnam War began to damper the country's energy for fun, and instead bringing people to more serious notes. Along with the British invasion and the conquest laid out by the Beatles, surf rock slowly receded back into the waves. The Beach Boys were one of the few bands that survived this change by changing their music to fit the new times and creating less surf-inspired pop rock. Still, surf rock emerges from time to time with modern incarnations such as the Ramones and the Go-Go's. Also, it's now being adopted and implemented into new indie bands such as Beach Fossils and Man or Astro Man. We can still hear the ripples from the waves where the surf rock broke.